This program, The Takeaway, turned 6 years old this spring. And really, how did we survive? I mean, here was a typical audience comment at thetakeaway.org in the early going. Paul called us the Taste Away. I'd say it's an experience akin to hearing Adolf Hitler deliver MLK's I Have a Dream speech. Is there a number of negative comments that has to be reached before the plug is pulled on this atrocity? So I was Hitler. Great moment in a long career. But then I'm sure Ira Glass never got compared to Hitler. It's a milestone he'll never experience. We slogged through the negative comments and made it to today. But how did the Topanga, California Mexican restaurant Abuelitas survive this two-star Yelp review that got turned into performance art?
I was here for Mother's Day, accompanied by my teenage son and my husband, and had the misfortune of having an idiot waiter. He brought flowers for the moms at three of the five tables. And, of course, I wasn't one of them. And now I'm writing this bad review. How insensitive. Do you think the other two tables of moms weren't going to notice?
That's actress Amanda Lee Cobb reading a Yelp review as entertainment. So glad she never saw the takeaway.org in the early days. Well, soldiering on, like us, Abuelitas is still in business and will be open today from 4. But other businesses have suffered from these anonymous negative reviews, and now lawyers around the country are fighting over whether such reviews constitute slander or protected free speech. Alex Goldmark, senior producer for WNYC's New Tech City, welcome to the Bruised and All Takeaway.
Hello.
You know, this online review thing and libel laws and the questions of how you hurt people with reviews, this occurred to me immediately when comments started coming in, when Yelp started putting the stars and Amazon and everything. It seems to me that this would have immediately been a legal issue.
Right. And so I think businesses may have hesitated from making it a legal issue right away because when they go after someone because they don't like a comment about something they did, it only draws more attention to that bad thing they did. It's called the Streisand effect. And that is named after Barbara Streisand because of a famous case where she tried to get a photo of her house taken down from a website. And before the lawsuit, 10 people had downloaded this photo of her house. And after the lawsuit, John, 500,000 people had downloaded it. So obviously it backfires when you try to
rained on her parade, huh?
Yes. And you know, now I know what her house looks like because I've seen the photo too, all because of this lawsuit.
Try to ignore the negative clippings. You know, any press is good, but don't emphasize the negatives.
Right. And so what we're seeing now is essentially business owners are feeling such a hit because one bad comment, they tell me, adds up to 10 good ones. And an online business can really, really suffer from what they feel are bogus bad reviews. There's a lawyer, Rennie Delaney, and he has been hearing from a lot of small businesses who want him to sue Yelp. And what he says is it's just a dangerous place out there for small businesses.
What you're seeing is, you know, scores of people who feel that they've been maligned unfairly and that there's really nothing they can do about it.
But don't businesses have to sit there and take it? I mean, isn't it sort of they live or die on customer reaction? Customer's always right?
No. Some of these customers aren't even real customers. That's the claim here. Rennie Delaney comes into this picture, who we just heard from, because of a case of a carpet cleaner in Virginia. His name is Joe Hadid, and he's pretty well known in the Washington, D.C. area. He pays to advertise. He works on his reputation really hard, and then he gets a slew of negative comments on Yelp, and he says that's hurting his business. But the thing is, they're anonymous, and he has a hunch that they're false.
There was a negative review from New Jersey, where we don't do business. We checked the reviews against our records, and we couldn't identify any real customers that matched the reviews.
What's the burden of proof here? Does he have to prove that they are wrong? Does Yelp have some responsibility to screen and vet the content that goes out there? Do people, if they're anonymous, I mean, that seems invalid on its face.
Well, Yelp tells me via email that there is a value to anonymous commenting. Imagine if you want to post a review about a plastic surgeon, right, or a divorce lawyer.
Or reporters protect their anonymous sources.
Right. So there's a value to anonymous speech. This is a value that we have in this country in general. And Yelp says that they do some checking to make sure in certain cases that they're isn't defamation, like seeing if one IP address is posting many bad reviews. But it's a real serious legal question. Where do you draw the line between how easy it should be to out an anonymous commenter or how hard it should be? And so this case, the Joe Hadid carpet cleaning case, is heading to the Virginia Supreme Court, and they're going to decide, should Hadid be able to sue Yelp and get the names of those anonymous commenters by saying one of them was from New Jersey and I don't clean carpets in New Jersey? Or should he have to do more and prove, no, 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 that thing that he is saying in the comments, that's actually false. Here's some documented evidence.
So on the one hand, Hadid is advocating for an issue, a free speech issue. On the other hand, he's trying to save his business. I guess the question for you is, which is he more likely to succeed at? Getting rid of the effect of those negative ads or upholding a principle in law and in speech and freedom?
Well, his lawyer, Rennie Delaney, he puts it in a way that frames two fundamental rights going head to head.
What's at stake in this case in the larger picture is two competing, I guess, rights. And, you know, one of the rights is the right to free speech and the right to speak anonymously. And the other right is the right to protect your reputation.
And the question is, can you do both, right? Probably not in every case.
Well, and a lot of businesses can't afford to do this at all. I mean, they would go out of business if they hired a lawyer even at step one.
Right. And there's a bigger problem here that the lawyers for Yelp say. And they say that even just bringing a case, whether it works or not, that's actually a problem on itself too, right? Because you can stifle speech just by the threat of a lawsuit. And so here's Scott Michaelman. He's the attorney for Public Citizen, and he represents Yelp.
Just by contacting a consumer and telling him or her, you must take your criticism down, the company has succeeded in intimidating the consumer and possibly deterring other consumers from posting criticism of that company.
Do you think that's true, that if you could get sued for a response, a Yelp review, that that would dry up the reviews and Yelp would sort of go away?
Can I answer that with a story?
Sure.
So there's the case of Jen and John Palmer in Utah. And this case is pretty extreme. John Palmer, he's trying to buy a Christmas present for his wife. And he picks something out online at a company called Clear Gear. It's a desktop trinket, like a dolphin that spins around. And it never shows up. So they want their money back. And then they complain, and they doesn't get their money back. And eventually they post a negative review. Well, the company says, hey, you're not allowed to do that because of some fine print in our terms of service, and we're going to charge you $3,500 for posting that negative review. Jen Palmer, she is the one who posted it, and she just hunkered down and had to fight it. But that's unusual.
I've never regretted leaving that review. If things were different, I probably would have left exactly the same review, even knowing what was going to happen later.
And in fact, it appears that Clear Gear didn't even have that clause in there early enough to make it enforceable when the Palmers bought it. That gets a little complicated. We go into it in a longer story we do on the New Tech City podcast. But the takeaway of all of this is, companies are trying lots of crazy things to stop people from posting comments. And all of these are now going through the court system to see what tools does a business have to protect its reputation and which of them step too far in infringing on our right to speech.
Alex Goldmark, senior producer for WNYC's New Tech City podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'd play some of your negative reviews of this program, but we got to go. Goodbye. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.